Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Pierre, Papa. Do you remember the girl? It was always, what was it? Wasn't Pierre now? What was it? She would call here. He would call. It was Renault, wasn't it, AJ? Michelle, Papa. Yeah, it was only creepy. He was like a creepy uncle, not her father. But kind of odd ad. And then that was the other one. Remember the Sugar Puffs ad? Tell him about the money, honey. Do you remember that one? The Sugar Puff monster. Do you remember him? He was a huge, big monster. Everybody wanted him. And then, of course, there was those famous ads for Birdseye. What was that woman that was very famous in those ads? I'm trying to remember her name. She became a famous actress then. She was in... Oh, the other one. Do you remember Nanette Newman? Yeah, the fairy liquid. Hi, I'm Nanette Newman. She used to tell us who she was. I don't know why that was important. But I know she is a multi-billionaire. Because you know why Nanette Newman is a multi-billionaire? Isn't she the inventor or the person who founded Peppa Pig? You know you're going to check that, aren't you? But I know she's responsible for something. If it's not Peppa Pig, it's another big one. But anyway, she was there with this kind of line of dishes with new fairy liquid that would clean all of those dishes. Great ad. Great advertising. So we're going to take a trip down memory lane and we're going to visit some of these old TV commercials, the ones that kind of stick in your mind and take you straight back to another time. Did you find out about Nanette Newman? She's going to check Nanette Newman in a second to see if she's famous. I think she's famous for something. She was famous for some cartoon. Was it Peppa Pig? Nanette Newman? Or was it something else? After, obviously, the fairy thing. Now, she was already seemingly married to a millionaire, or she was a millionaireess or something like that at the time. That's why we all wondered who she was when she went, "Hi, I'm Nanette Newman." Anyway, I suppose we take a trip down memory lane, let's think of some of those ads, you know, from another time. The famous ones, of course, that we all remember were, of course, the Smash Martians. Do you remember those, the kind of robots in the spaceship? Do you remember this ad? Yeah, just pop that one on there. The famous spaceship, yeah. So old.
To make sure your evening goes with a swing, you'll need Cadbury Smash and one of these. With Smash, you can conjure up a variety of dishes and still leave time to add the finishing touches to your outfit.
What do you think?
For Mash, get Smash.
Everybody loved the little robots because in one of the ads it was, those humans chop the potatoes up into small little bits and then they eat them. And then there was the other one, the famous one for the Yellow Pages, of course, was a kind of big ad at the time.
I don't suppose you have a copy of Fly Fishing by J.R. Hartley. It is rather old. It's by J.R. Hartley.
Good old Yellow Pages. We don't just help with the nasty things in life, like a blocked drain. We're there for the nice things, too.
You do? Oh, that's wonderful. Can you keep it for me? My name? Oh, yes. It's J.R. Hartley.
Yeah, see, it made him find his book in the end. All right, the next one, of course, I have here. Well, what was the next ad? What did you say the next ad was? Oh, the Nescafe. Nescafe. Yeah, let's have a quick listen to the Nescafe ad.
Hello. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm having a dinner party and I've run out of coffee.
Come in.
Thank you.
All the sugar.
Will Gold Blend be too good for your guests?
Oh, I think they could get used to it.
It's a very sophisticated coffee.
They have very sophisticated taste.
Do they?
Yes. Well, I must be getting back.
Now, golden roasted, richer, smoother, Nescafe Gold Blend.
So here's what happened, if you don't know. Those ads continued, and the story continued. Eventually, if I remember rightly, they got married and had children over the years because they kind of kept progressing the ad into them having a relationship. Okay, here's one. We'll just give you one more ad. And this is Pat the Baker, I think, is it? Yeah, go ahead.
What wakes up the morning for a fresher kind of day? Who tells the sun to rise. Now Pat is on his way.
It's Pat the Baker.
First with freshness.
Pat the Baker.
So fresh it's famous.
Bright and early every morning. Brings the best to you. Brings the best. So fresh it's famous. And a crunching goodness too.
It's Pat the Baker.
First with freshness. Pat the Baker.
Yeah, Pat the Baker, huh? By the way, somebody mentioned the Dairy Milk ad. You remember the guy, all because the lady loved milk tray, right? That ad, by the way, was banned. And it was banned because a bunch of feminists back about 10 or 15 years ago said that he didn't have consent to violate her bedroom. I swear to God, they banned the ad for Dairy Milk. All because the lady loved milk tray. I mean, how bad are we that we just ban advertisements because we think that somebody might have their feelings hurt, for God's sake? Anyway, let us know which ads you remember. What were your favourite ads from the 1970s, the 1980s, or indeed really any time? What were your favourite ads? Let me go to Dez first. Dez, hi, how are you?
Well, good evening, how's it going?
God, you can't beat a good ad. It just shows that it works if you can remember it.
Yeah, they were much better than the ads now, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, because we remember them all. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And the top ones were all the Christmas ones that you said earlier on.
Yeah. 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 What were your favourite ones?
The harp ad.
Oh, yeah, with Sally in the bar, was it?
And the way she'd look at you, yeah.
And the way she, and the way. Hold on. I think I might just have that one here. Hold on. Hold on. We play that one for you.
What I miss about home is the rain and the greenness and the pint of harp. And the evening before us and friends coming in. And the pint of harp. And Sally O'Brien and the way she might look at you. And joining the chorus. And the pint of harp. All the money is good and the suntan is free. You could fry an egg on the stones here, if you had an egg. And you could certainly sink a pint of harp, if you had a pint of harp.
Tell you what, they probably wouldn't get away with that nowadays because they'd be accusing them of, you know, some sort of discrimination against women because Sally was portrayed as some sort of easy woman if she might look at you in a certain way. So I don't think you get away with it nowadays.
If we kept playing them ads, there'd be nothing to watch on the telly. They take so long, you know.
Yeah, they were very long ads because obviously advertising was cheaper in those days. It's a lot more expensive now.
They were great. They were, you know, and the Cadbury's Roses ad, you know, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for being my missus. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very, very, very much. Yeah, I remember those.
I used to love the Christmas ads, you know, the Sky Electrics and the Buckaroo and all them, you know.
Oh, the toys, the ads for the toys.
Yeah, they were. And Morris Pratt from Quinn.
Oh, Morris. Do you remember Morris? Yeah, he would have the kind of green screen behind him, which was the first time I ever saw a green screen.
Yeah.
And Morris
would be... See it now on, you know, the Reeling in the Years, they still show the odd, you know, you'd see that one at Christmas and he'd be on it, you know.
Yeah.
Promoting all the stuff, like, it was brilliant.
It was, what was it, Yellow Pack in those days, wasn't it? All the kind of
and Trift, remember Trift?
Yeah. And all the cheap stuff, he'd be promoting it all. He was a good, he was a great man for the advertising. Yeah.
He was brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. Him and Ben Dunn.
Yeah, and they, and if you bought so much, you got a free barcode battler. Do you remember the barcode battler?
That's right. Yeah.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Got an opinion?
Hello.
Then get on the phone. 0818 942 105.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I do apologise for that. I have no idea what happened there. That just fired off there on its own.
Probably AJ.
Nah, there's a gremlin in the system there. Probably the Martians. Probably the Smash Martins. Let me go to Alan. Alan, hi. How are you?
Hey, Niall.
I'm good, Alan. Alan, one of those famous ads.
That guy just on just now, he said my ad about Sally O'Brien.
And the way she might look at you.
I love that ad. It brings me back to when I was carefree and free as a child. I still remember that ad.
Mm.
But do you remember that ad, Niall, that's Rolo, where the elephant is being teased by the little young play.
That's right.
And then... when he becomes an adult, he slaps him across the face.
Yeah, there was a whole thing about who you gave your last Rolo to, wasn't there? Yeah.
Niall, do you remember that ad by the drinks company? With the complaints department, and it's all mouldy and not anywhere ever used, and it was the Carlsberg.
Mm.
And it shows that they don't get any complaints, and the complaints that they never use.
Here's an interesting fact for you. So Carlsberg, when they brilliantly brought out those ads, the voiceover guy at the end, who's an Irish guy, by the way, he said, Carlsberg, the best lager in the world, right? So other lagers took a case against them saying, you can't say yours is the best in the world because you don't have any facts to prove that it's the best in the world. So they had to change it to Carlsberg, probably the best lager in the world.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, Niall.
Yeah. So they changed it to probably the best lager in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, great ad.
Yeah, I have to say, the ads today just don't do it for me. You know what I mean?
No, they're shite, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not advertising, they're just blank advertisements.
They're just not the
same
anymore.
There's no interest in them. There's no story in the ad. Do you remember that ad, Niall? My wife's mother loved the ad when she found it a bit peculiar as well. Where it's the Barry's tea and the daughter says to the mother, would you like a cup of tea? And she starts reminiscing about something and she starts going into a story about her former lover. And it goes off then.
Right, okay. Her former lover after she's offered a cup of tea. Well, I suppose in Ireland, a cup of tea can bring out all sorts of memories for you, can't it, I suppose, really?
Yeah.
I have to say, but I agree with AJ because she got some of the audio there. The Martians one, the Smash ones were great, those Martians in the spaceship, which would have cost a lot of money to do at the time, by the way.
Yes, I think you would have.
Yeah, advertising was expensive to make in those days. Not expensive to put on the air, but expensive to make. Stay there for a second. Let me go to David as well. David, hi, how are you?
Hello, dear Niall. How are you?
Good. What were your favourite ads?
Well, I'd want to stick out in my mind. The two that stick out in my mind, Niall, was the original Catch Bab. It's still a read the juice.
Catch me if you can. What was it? Catch me if you can. On the outside
exactly,
is chocolate.
That's yeah, the one.
Yeah.
And they're running around throwing catch bars at each other and catching them. And the classic ad, I suppose, of all time, really, when you think about it, was the milk tray ad. Well, the lady loves milk tray and he swing up ropes and everything and landing on the balcony. And of course, she comes out and only sees the box of milk tray, like.
Yeah.
And a little note left after it, you know?
What was that? What was that other one that was kind of made to be erotic to appeal to men? I suppose more so. You had that sexy looking girl in the middle of the, you know, like a crop. I don't know, corn, and she was sitting there with the flake. Only the crumbliest, flakiest chocolate. Do you remember that one? Yeah, and she'd unwrap it like she was taking a condom off. You know what I mean?
there was another kind of erotic one in the sense of. There was an ad for Timotei shampoo.
Oh, Timotei.
They were bought inside Timotei shampoo, and they were bought inside the hair band. One of them rubs the cow, and it says, sauce off just like daisies. He cut his hair and sauce off like daisies, and then they take a shoot of the cow, you know?
Yeah, the Timotei. Now, I remember there was a coconut smell off Timotei. Here's the ad, by the way. Here's the catch ad. Here it is here. Hold on.
Catch when you can on the outside of chocolate and underneath the chocolate
Crispies.
Catch it when you can beneath those Crispies. You come across lots more
chocolate.
Catch it when you can. There's more to tell. At the center is creamy caramel. First it's crispy, then it's creamy. Crispy, creamy, munchy, creamy.
Catch it when you can.
First it's crispy.
Yeah, that was a great ad. Or the other great chocolate ad, by the way, let's see if I can get AJ to find it, was the 70s. Now, you have to go back to the 70s, not the 80s and 90s version. The 70s version of the Milky Bar Kid.
Yeah, another one wouldn't be too politically correct nowadays was an advertisement for Cafe Creme Cigars.
Oh, I remember those, yeah.
Sitting in an armchair. I was on your boat.
Were they not the Hamlet cigars?
Oh, Hamlet, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Hamlet, what is it? Relaxation is a cigar called Hamlet or something
That's right. Relaxation is a cigar called Hamlet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or something like that. Exactly.
Jeez, you wouldn't get away with that now, would you? Cancer is a cigar called Hamlet would be the way it would be put nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. It's even too PC nowadays. Like.
Yeah. Sorry, Des.
Sorry, no. And then they went with the camel
cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
That was like fucking...
Oh, that's right.
You know, oh, I'll get AJ to find that in a second, but there was an American advertisement where it says, if doctors could choose a cigarette, they'd choose Camel.
Yeah, that's go, right, wow. Yeah.
That's kind of mind-blowing stuff.
And another classic Irish head, Niall,
was the one for Dairy Gold Butter or Kerry Gold Butter. Do you remember Who's Going to France?
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Do you remember they were eating around the dinner and they were eating their dinner and there was Kerrygold butter on the table.
Nope.
And she pipes up, who's going to France or whatever the case may be. You know,
you'll get Kerrygold anywhere in the world.
Well, you would, of course, I suppose. It's a great import for Irish butter, I suppose.
Okay, I think she's found that Hamlet ad. Hold on a second. Hang on. Let me just see. Hang on.
Oh, yeah, the Hamlet ad was a classic.
Yeah. Bit visual.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's visual.
I don't actually hear anything at all.
Happiness is a cigar called Hamlet, a mild cigar.
Yeah. We can't hear that, AJ, unfortunately. Yeah, unfortunately not, no. Maybe find the Milky Bar Kid one from the 70s. Milky Bar Kid from the 70s, the ad. Do you know the words?
The Indian soup, the people shout. Just one guy can sort them out and save the Milky Bars.
It's the Milky Bar Kid!
The Milky Bar Kid is strong and tough, but only the best is good enough. Creamiest milk, the widest bar, the goodness that's in Milky Bar.
Milky Bars are on the beat!
The creamiest milk, the widest bar, the goodness that's in Milky Bar. Nestle's Milky Bar.
Here's the thing, by the way, the Hamlet ad might have been muted by YouTube to stop people playing it because it advertises cigarettes or tobacco products. Maybe. I'll try to find the other one there, the American ad for Camel from the 1960s, I think it was. That's hilariously funny. In today's context, obviously, it's hilariously funny. You know, obviously not funny at the time, you know, but in today's context, it would be hilariously funny because you see, you certainly would never get away. We banned cigarette advertising. That was the first thing we banned. That was back in the 1980s, if I remember, we banned cigarette advertising.
Oh, well, did Hamlet ad was late 70s, and I didn't see any more after that.
No, I can't remember. I can't remember the last cigarette advertisement I've ever seen. Oh, here's the doctor's one now. Hang on. Is the sound gone on that too? Oh, there's no sound of that either. Okay, go. Okay, you can play that one then. Yeah, play that one. That's grand. All right, here it is. Yeah.
You know, if you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes his daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him. Time out for many men of medicine usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose. In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, what cigarette do you smoke, doctor? Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
I'm sure they do.
Why not change to Camels for the next 30 days and see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment? See how Camels agree with your throat.
How
mild and good taste.
Can you imagine actually trying to get away with an ad like that now? I mean, we all know, obviously, that's a complete tosh. There's not a doctor in this world would tell you that it's good for you to smoke. Yeah, but could you imagine? But here's what I'm thinking, Des, right? Surely, even in the end of the 1970s, 80s, when that ad came out, they knew smoking was dangerous. Surely they knew that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's bizarre,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's bizarre.
Well, even that Nescafe ad, that sounds a bit porny, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I've just popped in for an Nescafe. Yeah, it does sound a bit porny. It does. It's like the plumber coming to visit, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got to take a break. We want to hear your favourite TV commercials from the 70s and 80s. Some which are just completely out of context now and wouldn't be right. The number is 087-188-000. As well, the Cadbury's ad. Nuts, whole hazelnuts. Cadbury's take them and they cover them in chocolate. Do you remember that? Do you remember Terry? Was it Terry Thomas was sitting on the boat? Everyone's a fruit and nut case.
That's right, yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Do you remember the one for Cornetto, Niall?
Just one cornetto.
Cornetto.
Give it to me. Delicious ice cream from Italy. Well done, David. Well done. Oh, here's the one you were talking about, the Kerrygold one. I think we have that one there.
Yeah.
She's going to stick it on there now. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got the Kerrygold one. Have you got the Kerrygold one? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, here we go.
You're sorry to sell him.
Goodbye.
Turn the bell.
I'll do the sauce, Mrs. Mac.
You cook like a Frenchman.
What, the Hollandaise?
No, the Kerrygold.
I'm going to be sober now, any minute.
Don't know about that one. Don't know about that one, David. That's a bit boring, isn't it? That's your, is that your Kerrygold, no, Adam, with the Frenchman, with the Kerrygold?
Who's taking the horse to France?
Who's taking the horse to France? Yeah, we leave that one there for now, AJ. It's a bit visual. Anyway, yeah, that was it. David, that's a bit visual, isn't it? It's a bit bland. I don't know. That wouldn't excite me at all.
No, I suppose the tip, as I said, my favourite one's the catcher because it's a very catchy tune, you know?
Mm, yeah. Let me go.
And even as we bought it there, the Divine and the Cornetto head was very catchy as well about singing about this ice cream. It was on a gondola, wasn't it? And you meant Rob the passing.
Yeah. Oh, do you remember some of the other ads that were banned, by the way? Do you remember the lines, the minstrels? Do you remember that? Jeez, you wouldn't get away with that now, let me tell you.
Yeah, that was for tea, obviously.
Lion's Tea, yeah. They used to have the minstrels dancing.
Lion's Tea twice, yeah.
Yeah, dancing on the box. They used to have all these little minstrels. John, how are you, John?
Hello, Niall. How are things?
Good. John, what were your favourite ads?
Yeah. No, I was saying, it was me that sent that in, the Lion's Tea, but the minstrels, you wouldn't get away with
it. Did you send that text in? Sorry.
You remember they used to have a photograph, and if you collected 40 of the tokens... You posted them in with a slogan of Lions' Team. My mother loved it. She used to cut them all out on the Lions' boxes.
And send in the slogan.
Put them in an envelope and send them off. But the song was catchy, you know?
Yeah.
But do you remember the Green Cross Code? I think Brendan Grace sung it.
Oh, now, Brendan Grace did the... Was it the Green Cross Code? The Safe Cross Code. That was the Safe Cross.
It was very catchy.
Okay, let's see. Can we remember? David, do you remember the Safe Cross Code?
I did. I learned to go to school now.
Okay, here we go. Okay, let's see if we can get this right. Okay. Remember, one, look for a safe place. Two, don't hurry, stop and wait.
Two, don't hurry, stop and wait.
Three, look all around you.
Three, don't look both ways.
Before you cross the road. Remember, four,
that's right.
Let all the traffic pass you. Five,
then walking
straight across you.
That's
six. Keep watching.
And there's something about don't stop is the last one, isn't it?
Yes, don't stop. Keep watching. Yeah. Now, of course, the British brought out their own one, which was the Green Cross Code, and they had your man, the big lad, I can't remember his name, in the kind of Superman uniform. Now, he went on, of course, to play Chewbacca in Star Wars.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he was a big lad.
Was Brendan Grace that done the Irish one?
That's right, yeah. And
it was Brendan Grace that done
and
that,
he did it with that little puppet. What was it? You know, Eugene Lambert. What was it?
Oh, yeah. Judge, was it?
Judge.
Wonderly Wagon.
Yeah, Judge. Yeah.
Oh, I loved Wonderly
Wagon. My God, you're talking about more stuff now with Wonderly Wagon.
I loved Rory. Rory, tell us a story. I love. And Grandma was such a moan.
What was his name? 40 Coats. Wasn't there a 40 Coats?
40 Coats. Yeah, 40 Coats. And Grandma. Grandma. And what was the crow's name? There was a crow. What was his name?
Crow was...
Could have been just Crow, Mr. Crow. I don't know.
Could have been just Crow.
Crow, it's funny enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody says, that was Darth Vader, actually, that he played Darth Vader. Sorry, I do apologize. The Green Cross Code guy. Okay, so it wasn't Chewbacca, it was Darth Vader. Yeah. Somebody says.
That man was. That only meant he'd be 18, right?
Yeah.
The man that was. The voice of Darth Vader.
Oh, and he was the voice. That was James Earl Jones. He did the voice of Darth
Vader. He died lately, didn't he?
He did. He only died last year. Somebody says, do you recall the woman in the hot air balloon? It was Nimble Bread. Or Slimsia. Yeah, she flies like a bird in the sky.
Oh, that's below, yeah. Do you remember the Ed Decho and all one? Another all one night was an aftershave called 4711.
Don't remember that. It smelled divine. I don't remember that.
You're three or four years older than me.
Yeah. Sorry, John.
The one that was massive ad, the Coca-Cola ad, like, to teach
the world to sing in perfect harmony. You know? Yeah, that was the New Seekers. They were a huge band at the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lovely tune.
Yeah, yeah, and of course, the Old Spice ad, which was the music to, you know, the Omen. Everyone remembers as the music to Omen. You know, and the guy, he was surfing on the waves. Do you remember?
But you know, when you mention Old Spice now, do you know what program that always reminds me of? The Uneaten Line.
Yeah, the Uneaten Line. Remember that?
And what was the fella Bates was the fella on the ship, wasn't he?
He was the man.
Huh?
He was.
There was a fella called Bates on the program.
No, hold on. There's an urban myth that goes around, right, about Captain Pugwash, right? And I think that's what you're confusing this with, right? Now, in Captain Pugwash, seemingly, and I don't know how true it is, if it's an urban myth, there was Seaman Staines and Master Bates were the two characters.
Yeah, well, there was a joke now, and I'm not suitable at this time of night. Maybe it is. What was Mr. and Mrs. Bates' son's name?
Master Bates.
Use your imagination and the answer.
Let me go to Eddie. Eddie, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Oily Will.
I'm grand. Yeah, I don't know if that's an urban myth or not about Captain Pugwash. You know, because it was a kids' program, so it might not have been an urban myth because kids wouldn't have seen that joke. It would have went over their heads.
Yeah.
Mm. So, what was the other one, by the way, the other kids' program? Do you remember the Magic Roundabout? They were all off their gicker on LSD. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then Rainbow done a curvy.
I remember that. Brilliant. It's actually on YouTube if people want to go and see, if people want to watch it. They said they were going to put it out, but I don't think they ever aired it.
No, it's class, though.
Yeah. Hello, kids. Do you like to play with your balls? Me and Bungle and Jeffrey love to play with our balls. I love to clack my balls.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah. I'll give you three adverts that I remember growing up, right? One was, do you remember the Guinness advert, The Dancing Man? Was it?
Now, I don't know him, but I interviewed the guy going back about 7 years ago, the guy that was in the ad, because he told me himself, he became mega famous overnight. Worldwide, because it was obviously
Guinness.
And he said he made a lot of money, but unfortunately he went downhill, he spent a lot of it on drink and everything else, but he's turned his life around now, I believe. It didn't do him any good, I believe.
Oh, it was a great advert. The second one I remember was, do you remember the Kit Kat advert where your man's waiting for the panda to come out
to
take a photo? And he goes, he comes out and then it comes out and he does a dance.
I don't know. We're going to play that, but I think that might be very visual. But go on. Yeah, play there. Go on. I'll get the gist.
He's found a place and goes back into the thing and he turns around and he's gone.
Yeah. And Noel.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the most famous advert of all time. I can't believe no one's mentioned it. The milk advert, Akers and Stanley, the two Scouse kids.
Remind me.
Yeah. Remember?
Hold on. Here it is, here.
Got any lemonade? He wants. Milk! Ugh! What are you in rush drinks? In rush? Yeah, and he said if I didn't drink lots of milk, when I grow up, I'm going to be good enough to play for Accent and Stanley. Accent and Stanley? Who are they? Exactly. Now get off. Give me some. Get off.
Accent Stanley.
I just thought of it, Neil. As I mentioned that aftershave 4711, right?
Yeah.
Do you know the way people do numbers in the bookies?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's one of the most popular combinations done.
4711.
4711.
Well, you know now because you've said it. Loads of people are going to do that for the lottery this week. Dead.
No, and obviously, if it's a combination, they're on the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Like the bookies, obviously, you get better odds in the bookies by doing your numbers in the bookies, but it's one of their biggest sellers is the latter.
Right.
Because there's so many people doing it in the bookies.
Yeah, somebody says, no, I remember the ad for milk with the skeleton. Yeah, I do remember that. Those bones, dry bones. Remember that? For the milk. But now, by the way, we now, according to doctors, you're not actually supposed to drink too much milk at all. Whereas in those days, we're kind of advising you to drink gallons of the stuff, that it was good for your bones.
For calcium and vitamin D.
Yeah, but
smoke your brains out and then wash it down with a gallon of milk, you know?
And a few bars of fruit and nuts.
Maybe I'm old fashioned, Niall, but I have a pint of milk for my dinner anytime I have my dinner.
Yeah, but the problem is, I love the taste of milk, by the way, but I can't drink too much of it because I kind of have an intolerance, a lactose intolerance. Now, I can drink a small amount or I can eat a small ice cream and I'm fine. But if I drink too much, it goes through me like a Porsche.
I need to leave some room for your Red Bull. I'll give you a laugh now, Neil.
Yeah.
Most cats are lactose intolerant.
That's right, yeah.
Isn't that the first thing people give them is milk.
Isn't that the most surprising thing in the world, that you stereotypically see a cat drinking a saucer of milk? But unfortunately, do not give your cat milk, because your cat cannot drink milk. It can only drink cat's milk. Now, you can buy in the pet shops this kind of artificial cat's milk, which is fine for them. But you cannot give a cat cow's milk, because it'll make them extremely sick.
When I ask you this question, right?
Yeah.
When I ask you this question, don't think. Answer straight away. The first thing that comes to your head, right? What does the cow drink?
Water.
Yeah. Come here, I'll ask that man a question.
Yeah.
What's the only bird that lays its egg standing up? Think of the worst thing you think of.
I'm thinking like an ostrich or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Think about that one now. An ostrich is 4 foot from the ground. If you laid an egg standing up, it wouldn't be in much bits.
But very sturdy egg all the same, isn't it? So it might not smash.
I don't know. One of you made a rubber to last that.
Well, tell us the answer, David. You can't just leave us on a knife edge.
I won't leave you in limbo. A penguin, Niall.
Oh, a penguin, of course, because their arse is touching the ground anyway.
Exactly. And you're standing up closely all the time.
Nothing's ever black or white,
obviously. But
very good. I like that, Eddie. I like where you went with that one. Listen, nothing is ever black and white. Eddie, David, thank you very much indeed. Some great memories there, by the way. After the break, I'm going to be talking to a special guest about, you know, having been diagnosed with late onset type 2 diabetes. Ed O'Reilly took his health into his own hands and to reverse the disease. And I think I've spoken to Edward actually before in the year. He's a very interesting guy talking about how we should be eating.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.